a digression. So what is true religion, anyways? This phrase consists of two words. One is not so hard to figure out, i.e., what is true. The other is not so easy to figure out, i.e., what is religion. Let's begin with religion. As I am using this word, it does not mean what you probably think of when you think about such matters. For example, cult, doctrine, practices, etc. Of course, this is not what I am talking about here. Rather, I am using the word to mean our relationship with our Creator. That is to say, is He at the center of every thought and action? Or is He tangential? Some huge Santa Claus in the sky just waiting to rain goodies down on us? Is He just there when we are overwhelmed by helplessness and material need? Or is He our reason for life? Creed and doctrine having little or nothing to do with it, but rather a true relationship with someone or something which we know to exist based upon past and present experience. Are we being constantly touched, and are we constantly touching and feeling? Do we have an inner two-way conversation on a continuous basis? Or is all that we think of as religion nothing more than rites and customs and duties owed? Once we have defined religion in the way which I am pointing toward, then it doesn't take long to figure out what the true part of true religion is. Another word for it being actuality. True as in actual. In other words, are we playing religion as so many play church, forcing our inner selves into some self-serving outward form of actions to impress all of those around us? Or is true religion reality, actuality, based inner response to the calling of the Holy Spirit? Am I answering the call, or am I just playing games in hope of getting something out of it for me and mine? Now, let's try to redefine our terms in meaningful synonyms. True religion is our actual relationship with our Creator, having been actuated by His reaching down and touching us and making Himself known to us, being called to self-sacrificial service, a giving up of ourselves so that He may more fully work in us and through us. Actual relationship actuated by God and not man. Please note that there is little or no place for priests and ministers and other such like professional hucksters, known by their constant money grubbing with hands always out demanding that you give them your time, labor, and hard earned substance. No place for people at all. What I like to refer to as closet religion, i.e., just the Spirit of the Lord God omnipotent intersecting with my very wounded and mangled human spirit. Nobody knows or needs to know what exactly is going on between me and my Creator, and so far as I am concerned, it is none of their business. never has been, and never will be. An actual relationship unimpeded by my need or desire to impress my fellow humans with my apparent religiosity. That's right, I can, do, and will refuse to allow any of my fellow humans to be or become the arbiter of my actual private and very secret relationship with my God and Creator. Not letting the left hand know what the right hand is doing, as it were. Note that this simply cannot be faked. When only my God and myself know what exactly it is that is going on in my prayer life, in my own sacred inner sanctuary, there is, quite simply, no room for men-pleasing and such like. That is what makes it true. There is no lying or deception, because it is and will be utterly pointless. I, knowing that I cannot fool or deceive He who knows all, and who knows my heart and inner being far better than I do.